deadly shooting near Virginia Tech. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The college president says one person was killed at a hookah lounge in Blacksburg. Four other people, including a student, were hurt. The campus was briefly locked down. This student spoke to Fox affiliate WFXR in Roanoke.
We contemplated whether we should stay or go. We figured it was probably safest for us to actually stay at the bar until we heard more.
It's unknown if any arrests have been made. A house of worship in Colorado is a crime scene. Police in Aurora say a suspect shot and killed a woman and injured two men inside a church.
Cops say that suspect fled after the shots. It happened at the Iglesia Faro de Luz Church. Aurora Police Agent Matthew Longshore.
There is a relationship. It wasn't just a random shooting inside this church. There is some sort of relationship between one of the victims and the suspect.
Longshore says the other two shooting victims were transported to the hospital and are expected to survive.
Fox's Rob Dawson. Back to Virginia, where school mask mandates will remain in place for the time being.
Seven Virginia school systems have gotten their way. A circuit court judge has issued a temporary block of Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order, which prevented schools from mandating students wear masks. Now, Youngkin argues large-scale mask mandates are ineffective and impractical. Instead, he believes masking should be an individual choice for Virginia students.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the governor's office is planning to appeal. From the southern plains to the Ohio Valley to the northeast, bitter cold has replaced the snow.
In Dallas, they're hoping for warmer temperatures. In Chicago, plows are working overtime to clear side roads, while ice is plaguing roads outside of Philadelphia.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Diplomatic efforts aimed at discouraging Russia from invading Ukraine are being amped up. In the coming weeks, the French president and the German chancellor will travel to Moscow and Kyiv. Before that, the German chancellor will travel to the White House.
On Monday, as you all know, the president will welcome the chancellor of Germany to the White House, Chancellor Scholz. They will affirm the deep and enduring ties between the United States and Germany and discuss their shared commitment to ongoing diplomacy and joint efforts to deter further Russian aggression against Ukraine.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Meanwhile, Fox News has learned that 70% of the Russian forces needed for a full invasion of Ukraine are in place. That's according to experts monitoring Russian military movements who also say the window for an invasion is mid-February to the end of March. Russia has also reportedly positioned 30,000 troops in Belarus. Former Vice President Mike Pence is pushing back against claims that he had the power to contest the 2020 presidential election. During a speech in Florida yesterday, Pence said President Trump is wrong.
I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone.
Last night, in response, the former president said in part, "I was right and everyone knows it. A great opportunity lost, but not forever." Two House Republicans who sit on the committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot have been censured by the Republican National Committee. The censure accuses Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney of participating in a Democrat-led persecution. Senate Republican Mitt Romney reacted on Twitter, saying in part, "Shame falls on a party that would censure persons of conscience who seek truth in the face of vitriol." Pam Husso, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.